begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachas, daf Mem Zayin. We begin the Amud Beis, we begin with Teis Rebbe Maasel. Teis begins with the words of the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Halacha Kacherem, the Halacha is like the others. Teis just comes to explain, why is it that currently, today's times, we actually do a Zimun with Na'am Ha'aretz? Because the Gemara brought a Braisa that Eim is Dav Na'am Ha'aretz. You don't do a Zimun, you can't join them in the Birchas HaZimun with an ignoramus. Now, this machlikas tanoim in the Brais is what's considered Am Aretz. And the others, they say that even someone who learned Chumash, learned Mishnayis, but if he did not attend to Talmudic scholars, they didn't learn Gemara, that's considered Am Aretz. And Ravuna says, Allah is like a chayim. But says Taisis, but today's times, we're not particular. And we actually do have the Birchas HaZimun with an Am Aretz. And Taisis says, the reason is, like we say in the Gemara, Chagigat of Chabezim and Alf. Kaman mekablina idno sad duisem Am Aretz. Who is it that we act like today, that we accept testimony from an ignoramus? Is Kaman, who's that like? Is Krebiesi. Why? Is Kadesh Lehe Kol Echad Hoyle Chabayin the Bamal Atzmi. We don't want everyone to go ahead and build an altar for himself. If the Am Aretz is going to see, we don't accept him, we're not taking his stuff, he's going to say, you know what, forget about it, I'm going to go make my own altar and make my own libations. And for that reason, we accept the testimony, and for that same reason, we also join him in the Birchas HaZimun. Continue next, Taiz de Maschel. Taiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Mitzvah de Rab Mishani. A mitzvah related to the public is different. Taiz comes to explain, as we find from our Gemara, that even a rabbinic public mitzvah will override even a biblical commandment. That is, the Gemara brought the story of Rabbi Eliezer, that he went into Shul, he didn't find 10 people. So what did he do? He freed his slave, and then he had a minion, because he had 8 or 9 people, and then he freed the slave, now he had a 10th man. That the Gemara asks, how could he do this? But the Buddha says, whoever frees a slave violates a positive commandment, like I said, loy mem taboidu. That the Gemara says, oh, for a mitzvah is different. The Gemara says, a mitzvah, if anything, that's a mitzvah babavera. That the Gemara says, like our Taisa quotes, oh, mitzvah the Rab Mishani. A mitzvah that relates to the Rab, like answering Kedusha, which you need a minion, that's different. That you're allowed to go ahead and, so to speak, violate the positive commandment of freeing a slave. Says Taisa, mekan kosha lahag. From here, it's difficult for the Baal halachas gedailas. Because the Pirush, he explains the following halach. He says, Demisha meis lemeis b'yom tibach. If someone loses a close relative on the second day of Yom Tiv out of Eretz Yisrael, which is Yom Tiv, the second day, that halach is the avelis noig. He's going to have the laws of mourning, even though it's Yom Tiv. V'lo yosu Yom Tiv achar. You're not going to have the second day of Yom Tiv, which is Durabon, only rabbinic, because Midarais is only one day of Yom Tiv. You're not going to have that v'dachi avelis darais and override the laws of mourning, which is biblical. That's something like you find it's written in the Pasuk, in Amos, v'achritza kiyemar. And the end is like a bitter day. That day of the death is a bitter day. The laws of mourning apply midaraisa. So therefore, says the Bahag, you can have the laws of avelis even though it's Yom Tov. That says Taisis, but that's difficult. Because the Hacha Chazin, and in our sugi, in our topic, we find the Asit Fila Derabanan, we find prayer which is rabbinic, Vidachya Kra Delamem Tabaydu. We find that it overwrites a pasik, which admits a deraisa, of that one should always work with a slave. And therefore you see now like the Bahag, Bechemash Menami, so too you find this idea that a mitzvah derab, even though it's rabbinic, is Decha an Issa deraisa. Beresh Ksubas, we find this in the beginning, Ksubas Davdalam and Alf. Find Gabi Chasin by a groom that his father passed away, that Noyig Zayin Yimei Mishta. First, he has the Sheva Brachas, the 7 days of festivity. And only subsequently then does he conduct himself with the 7 days of mourning, what we call the Shiva. So you see that the mitzvah of rejoicing with a groom, which is rabbinic, but it's a mitzvah deram because everyone rejoices with him, will override the Isra of Avelis, which is biblical. And therefore, it says Taisus, but the Shiva Zimei Mishta, Mevatn Avelis Daraisa. If we find the Sheva Brachas, the 7 days of festivity of a Chasin, will override a biblical mitzvah of Avelis, Kol Shekein Yom Tiv Sheni, for sure, the second day of Yom Tiv will override Avelis, because that mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel is more of a mitzvah derabim than the Simcha of Chasin, which includes every Jew. And therefore, that's difficult for the Bahag, who he said that no, the mitzvah of the Yom Tiv, which only rabbinic, will not override the mitzvah of Avelis, which is biblical. From Arasugi, you see not like that. Continue next, Taiz de Rimaskal. Taiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Katan Pereach, a minor who sprouted, Mezamnalav, we do Zeman with him. We combine them for the Zeman. Taiz explains, what is this Katan Pereach? That is, the Gemara brought, as our Taiz quotes from Rabbi Yochanan, that a minor who sprouted, we do Zeman with him. And that the Gemara says, oh, we find a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because the Braisa says, a minor who brings 2 pubic hairs, oh, then we do Zeman. No 2 pubic hairs, we don't do Zeman. And then the Braisa says, and you know what, we're not medactic with Katan. We're not precise with the minor. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's an internal contradiction. First, you say only if he brings 2 pubic hairs, then you join the Zimun. But if not, not. And then you say, Imadak Bekotan. So that the Gemara answers, as our Tosfos quotes, oh, that's coming to include the cotton peirech. The miner who sprouted, him we include for the zima. So Perish Rashi explains, what does that mean? Shehevi shtei Cyrus, it means to say that it brought two pubic ears, v'adayin lehegi l'yud gemulshon l'biyamechot, even though he didn't turn 13 years old, still, for the laws of zima to combine them, as long as he has two pubic ears, we will join them for the zima. That's how he understands this halacha of Rabbi Yechonon. Says Taisha Balein the hero, that does not seem to be correct. Because Dimkain, if that would be the case, Amai Amar Basamach, then why does the Gemara say shortly? After it quotes the teaching of Rabbi Yechonon, as we said before. When it quotes a Braisa that we said that has the internal contradiction that says, Imedakt Mekotten, we says, well, what's that coming to say? How could you say Imedakt again? You said you are Medakt. It depends if he has two Cyrus or not. Says the Gemara, oh, that's Lasuya Kotten Peirach. That's coming to include, must be, by default, the miner who sprouted. And that the difficulty is, but since you're interpreting Rashi, that Katan Periach means that he brought two pubic ears, Hainu Shehebi Shtei Cyrus, well, that's exactly the same case of the beginning of the Braisa, of when he brings two pubic ears, Diktani Bebraisa Behedi, which was explicitly said in the Braisa that you could do Zim with him. So why would you have to say these next words of Eimadakta Bekatan, which includes Katan Periach, if that's essentially the same thing that you said in the beginning of the Braisa? So I can't perish Rach, so therefore Taisa brings that the Rabbi Chananel, he explains actually the opposite of Rashi. Katan Perech, the miner who sprouted, means, B'toich Yud Gimel Shana, meaning he already reached 13 years old, but V'adayin Lo'hevi Shtei Cyrus Yudus, he did not bring the bona fide, well-known two pubic ears. What does that mean? What do you mean? You just said he sprouted. It means, She'en G'daylis K'day Loch of Roshan Likaran, the hairs by the pubic area are not long enough that you could turn them, bend them over, that the tip should come back down to the same place where it comes out of the body. Shekeinu Shirim, because that's actually the measurement of what's considered bona fide hairs to be two pubic hairs to be considered an adult. And that's what it says Rabbi Chanan, that's why it's called a miner who sprouted. Sheparchu b'tzamchu b'saris, that yes, the hair sprouted, but it's just like a sprout. But it's not yet the full measurement. So he's not an adult, not because of the years, so not like Rashi, which he says that he has the hairs, but not the years. No, Rabbi Chanan says he has the years, not the hairs. And now that we understand the Kondraben Chananel, the understanding of the Braisa, what the Gemara is trying to say. That is, the Gemara is saying, Amrit, you said in the Braisa that a minor that's heavy, if he brings two hairs, then you could join the Vazimun. The Mashma, that sounds like heavy Dafka. Only if he brings two hairs, then you could join the Vazimun. Then you say in the Braisa itself that says, Imadakta Makatan, that we're not precise with the minor. The Mashma, that sounds like, I feel like heavy, even if he doesn't bring two hairs. How do we understand it? Rather says the Gemara, rather what's the Braisa coming to tell us when it says we're not precise with the minor? It means Lasui is coming to include cotton peireach, which again the Kondra Ben Chanan means to say that it brings two hairs, but they're not yet the full shear of what's generally considered two hairs to make an adult. And now we understand what the Braisa is coming to say. V'asei seifa l'galuyi reisha. The end of the Braisa is coming to reveal and to interpret what the beginning of the Braisa was saying. Meaning, Demashu Emin Bereisha, this that he said in the beginning of the Braisa, Hebish Dei Cyrus, that he brings two hairs, the end of the Braisa comes to explain, when we're not medactic, Hainu Parches, means say it's enough if it just sprouted, She'en the Cyrus Mamish, but you don't need to have the real regular full shear of that the tip could be bent down to the root, that you don't need to actually have. But with the Pirish, like we explained for Ben Chananel, She'nechnas Petech Yud Gimel Shana, but he's already 13 years old. But again, had he brought two hairs before it turned 13, then you would not be able to do Zimun. Then Taisa asks, and the actual halacha of Rabbi Yechonon, that he said, which that's what the Divrei Masechta is going on, that he said that a miner who sprouted, which we brought two interpretations, you could do Zimun. Taisa asked, Vim Taima, but if you're going to say, V'amrinan Le'el, but previously the Gemara brought, that even Katan HaMutal Barisa, even a baby in a cradle, Eis Naisi Sniff, you can join them for the Zimun. So what's the chiddush, what's the novelty in saying Katan HaPerech, that if you already sprouted hairs, well, you don't have to be that old, you could even be a baby in the crib. Says Taisa V'yashem, what you could say is, the Hasam Ariba Sara. There it's talking about that you could join the baby for 10 people benching, which is to say likenu. But v'hachamayr b'shleisha, he would talk about when you want to join for 3, that has a more severe limitation, that would require a katan aperech, that wouldn't be enough, a baby in a cradle. Oy, or maybe Shema, says Taisus, pliga dodi, or you could say that actually, no, he disagrees, and not like the previous interpretation, Reb Shu ben Levi, that it's enough with a minor. In a crib, he holds no, to join a minor has to be that he at least either sprouted hairs, again, according to Rashi, it means one thing, according to Rabbi Chanan, means another thing. Meaning, as we said, that Rashi, Katan Periach, is a minor that brought two hairs, but he's not yet 13 years old. Whereas according to Rabbi Chanan, in a sense, it's the opposite. It's a minor who's already 13 years old, but he has not yet had a full two Cyrus, which in Halacha, to be an adult, not a cotton, you have to have two hairs and over the age. So here, according to either interpretation, you're missing one of them. Now, and Taisa ended off, this is Reb Shmuel Levi said that even you could even have a baby in the cradle, you could combine them, that's for 10, for a minyan. But for 3, that is what Reb Yechon is saying, it has to be specifically cut in perech. Or Taisa says, you could say that actually, no, for 3, no, you would actually need an adult. Reb Yechon, that's saying it's enough of cut in perech, is also going regarding 10, and he disagrees with the teaching of Reb Shmuel Levi.